business, and I then I would feel I had much more security, and I'm sure they do. And so that's where Taney County is important on the front line. And I'm not, it sounds like I'm anti, I want that Branson Airport to stay, but as commissioner.
The statement's not a proper statement.
Yeah, you want it to stay, but you don't want to invest any money. Well, but so not even, that's fine.
But not even that. The airport's going to stay regardless. This has nothing to do with the airport. It has to do with
I'm afraid you and Jeff
are
saying two different things.
Two different things.
You definitely are.
Okay.
Need to listen to each other.
You're saying it's going to stay. Jeff said it won't stay.
No, I'm not. I didn't say that.
He said the risk mitigation would probably fall apart.
Yeah.
He didn't say the airport would fall apart.
I didn't say that. This contract won't. If the county doesn't support this, which this is no nothing at zero has changed with the format of this agreement. In fact, this is supposed to just be. This was supposed to be a very simple thing. I mean, in my mind, this was already done. We're just going back and amending this because the silver deal didn't make sense, so we didn't move forward. So I didn't even think I was going to have to come to this meeting today, quite honestly. I thought this was going to be a easy thing because all we're doing, we didn't move forward with the silver deal because it didn't make sense. We're coming back, amending this thing so that we can use it for other airlines. Down the line, every other partner, I mean, has, you know, every other partner has, come on board with this. I'm just confused.
Jeff, you and the attorney have been looking at this for months. I mean, it was put before some in July or something. But we got it. I think the email came in yesterday at a certain time. I spent yesterday afternoon setting, going over this. There's much to consider, and there's a lot of language in it. There's a lot of
There's no change to it over the previous agreements. It's just all the amendments were just related to basically
one little change can make a big difference, and there was a couple of changes that were made.
Yeah, just basically removing. So the changes that are in that agreement are it removes silver and makes it available for other major airlines, and major airlines is defined in the agreement. It makes it a 3-year contract, of course, subject to annual renewals. And, that's it. It really doesn't change there's no change to the, structure of the agreement in any way over what we've had in place with the county prior, other than making it available to what's defined as a new airline in there. And of course, we would bring that to the county at the time a contract is signed with another airline.
Here's something that I do know. I know that a large business went to a local chamber, asked for an amount of money. That chamber said no. That large business then took that portion of whatever they were asking for. It's no longer here, yet it's aired nationally on TV every year since then, and we're not getting the benefit of it. And the ask was not as much about money as it was, hey, are you going to be a partner with us or not? And so, and I can't really give specifics on it other than what I just said.
I think the business went ahead and came. It just didn't benefit that one city.
No, it didn't. Okay. You don't know what I'm talking about.
Okay. Then you probably don't know the one I'm talking either.
I don't. Just to be honest with you, I don't.
Yeah. One did. And it was just a few $1,000 they were asking, but
well,
anyway.
Yeah, no, this was, anyways, and they specifically said if they don't want to do if they don't want to be a good partner with us, then we will take this aspect of our business elsewhere. And again, it's nationally aired on TV every year, and we're not seeing the benefit of it. So.
And that's one thing I want to clear up about the airport.
Hold on one second, because I was about to make a motion.
Okay.
you're about to talk me out of making a motion. So, with all that being said, I still think I think we need to continue on with the agreement that we've already made a commitment to, and I think it's still, regardless if we spend the money or not, I believe that we still get the benefit of it through the taxes with the people it does bring. So I really don't think it costs us anything. And has been stated, that's been proven through research and stuff done by those that are experts at that. So with that being said, move to approve the amended Taney County and TDD intergovernmental agreement.
I'll second the motion. Any further discussion?
I want to work towards getting the law enforcement.
And I don't disagree with that at all.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. All opposed?
Nay.
Motion carries.
Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you, guys.
Thank you, Chad.
Thanks.
Notice of renewal.
These are just the
memorialization of terms of the appointment of insurance agents of record, Health, Hollis and Company, memorialization of terms of appointment of insurance agent of record, Properties and Liability, Common Insurance.
Is this the, can you have
it? Yes. And we have a letter dated September 12, 2019 from our attorney, Mr. Elliott. And he approves the respective notices to form. And then I have these here to sign on. Probably another one attached.
So essentially it extends it for 1 year.
Yeah. They're both in the same file number, but they are separate. Right. Agreement, so we probably have to do them separate, imagine.
Move to approve the notice of renewal for memorialization of terms of appointment of insurance agent of record for Health, which is with Hollis and Company.
And Company. Mm-hmm. Second.
We have a second. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Aye. Motion carries.
Move to approve the memorialization of terms of appointment of insurance agent of record for property and liability with Connell Insurance.
Second.
We have a second. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Aye. Motion carries. University of Missouri Extension update. Don't see anybody here.
She was a... supposed to be here last week and was ill, so I don't know if she got the notice to, and maybe we just automatically put it on and didn't notify her. I don't know.
Yeah, she may not have had it on her calendar. I don't know.
Mm-hmm. Actually, I ran into her at a restaurant in Branson, so she said she was feeling a lot better. That was on, I think, Wednesday. So.
Okay, I guess we'll be in recess. And we
what about the next topic?
We have upstairs in the conference room, I think.
Oh.
Yeah, we have.
Okay.
Recess, and we'll recess upstairs in the conference room for Purple Wave vehicle discussion.